they make a big effort of making things the public conscious about the concussion situation you guys have in the league. But is this a more serious situation, playing a game following a Sunday game 72 plus hours later?
Well, I think if you look at it and you look at statistics, I mean, recovery time, and I mean, there's a lot of science out there supporting that your body needs a lot more rest as an NFL football player than going and playing on Thursday or after you play a Sunday game. I'm not going to get caught up in it. I mean, it's common sense. Come on. They know. Everybody knows. I mean, and they can say whatever they want. They can say, well, you're going to get the rest after the game. You're going to get that 4 days off or whatever, you know. But like I said, it doesn't matter. We can complain about it all we want. We still got to go out there and play. They're going to kick off at 8:20 or 8:30, whatever time it is, and we got to be ready to go, and we will. We'll be ready.
Tony, other than some red zone issues in New Orleans, you guys pretty well on offense. Do you change anything, your approach against these guys?
Yeah, well, I think you always try to change a little bit, you know, keep them on their toes. You know, they're defensively, you know, they're going to give us some new looks that we haven't seen. So, yeah, we're going to go out there. We're going to try and get better. I mean, that's what this game is all about. You have to improve week in and week out. Otherwise, you're going backwards. And we certainly have goals in mind to be one of the best offenses in the league. And I think if we do what we did last time, except this time convert on a couple of those third and shorts and convert in the red zone with touchdowns, then, you know, we'll be happy, hopefully, at the end of the game.
He ran a lot of people, us among them, and said, why are we going to retire? He's having a season of his life. And there's also talk about you going into the television booth. What's weighing on you, on your decision at the season's end?
Well, you're asking me too prematurely, right? I told you, I'm still at that 95%. You know, I'm going to retire at the end of the season. But, you know, I'm having a great time. I'll tell you that. This is one of the funnest seasons I've ever had in my life. And obviously being 10-1 will help that. But it's just a great group of guys. I love playing in this offense, playing with Dirk, playing a guy like Matt, Julio, and Roddy. I mean, you're right. There's a lot of reasons for me to stick around. Maybe I'm just stupid. I don't know. I'm gonna sit down. It's not going to be anything like I did last year where I'll make that decision before the end of the season. I'm going to go ahead and think long and hard about this. And like I said, I've already thought long and hard about it, so I'm pretty sure what I'm going to do. But like I said, I'm going to enjoy the moment. I'm not even worried about that. We have the Saints to play this week. We have the season to finish out, hopefully get to the playoffs, Super Bowl, all that good stuff.
Everybody talks about balance. You need balance to win, but the Patriots have won without, you know, running the ball that much. Mm-hmm. And when you guys passed, you guys are the best in the, you know, league so far. Do you think you still need balance to win in this thing? Or are you okay just getting yards and winning?
I don't care. Last week, if we won or 20, 30, I don't care. We got to win the game. At the end of the season, it doesn't matter. They don't look at, okay, well, you guys went 10-1. Well, you only won three of those games by 1 or 2 points. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's about getting that W. And that's what we got to continue to concentrate on. No matter what happens, I heard that we're playing to the level of our competitors. I don't care. It doesn't matter as long as we go out there and get that victory. Now, we'd like to get better. Don't get me wrong. And we're going to look for ways to improve. But once those zeros are on the clock, hopefully it's a victory.
As far as the run versus pass, mm-hmm. Does that mean 40 yards, 30 yards? Again,
you would love to have more balance, but if you're good at something, right, and you can exploit a defense and it works, then why not? I mean, let's go out there and move the ball down the field. It doesn't matter. I mean, the object of the game is to move the chains and get into the end zone and or kick for 3 points, whatever it is. So that's what we're good at that so far, mm-hmm. and we're going to keep trying to get better and keep tweaking it, and maybe we will try to get a little bit more balance. You never want the defense to know what you can do, and sometimes they do. They know what you're going to do. It's a passing situation, but you still convert. It's just how it goes. And defenses are the same way. They're like, we're going to line up on our defense. We're not going to blitz you that much. There's certain defenses out there that do that, and you got to go beat them. And they're saying, come beat us. You know what we're going to be. Can you do it? And that's kind of, you know, the mentality that you have to have. But like I said, Dirk's putting us in a good position, and hopefully we do start to run the ball a little bit better.